the Scriptures. Satan. This book of the law should not depart from your mouth, and you must in an undertone read in it day and night, in order that you may take care to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way successful, and then you will act wisely.
For Ezra himself had prepared his heart to consult the law of Jehovah, and to do it, and to teach in Israel regulation and justice. For all the things that were written aforetime were written for our instruction, that through our endurance and through the comfort from the Scriptures we might have hope.
For the Word of God is alive, and exerts power, and is sharper than any two-edged sword, and pierces even to the dividing of soul and spirit, and of joints and their marrow, and is able to discern thoughts and intentions of the heart. Be wise, my son, and make my heart rejoice, that I may make a reply to him that is taunting me.
Put on the complete suit of armor from God, that you may be able to stand firm against the machinations of the devil. Because we have a wrestling not against blood and flesh, but against the governments, against the authorities, against the world rulers of this darkness, against the wicked spirit forces in the heavenly places. On this account, take up the complete suit of armor from God, that you may be able to resist in the wicked day, and, after you have done all things thoroughly, to stand firm. Stand firm, therefore, with your loins girded about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and with your feet shod with the equipment of the good news of peace. Above all things, take up the large shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the wicked one's burning missiles. Also, accept the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, that is, God's Word, while with every form of prayer and supplication you carry on prayer on every occasion in spirit.
Keep your senses, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking to devour someone. But take your stand against him, solid in the faith, knowing that the same things in the way of sufferings are being accomplished in the entire association of your brothers in the world.